I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Bears are abundant in West Virginia now, and it's likely you're going to see a few. But resist the temptation to offer them a snack. That genuine gesture of caring is actually the worst thing you can do. We'll talk more about it right after this. Don't feed the bears. It's a phrase that Colin Carpenter, bear biologist at the West Virginia DNR, uses frequently at this time of year.
From the time the bears leave the den until really midsummer, they're losing weight. They're still losing weight because there isn't a whole lot of nutritious natural food available. So they're taking advantage of any kind of human-related food source they can find in the form of trash, bird seed, and pet food, and things of that nature.
Carpenter says during these literally lean times for the bears, it's the males who are doing most of the carousing, but chances are you're also going to see a female or two out there with a new set of cubs exploring their new world. Now, there's a temptation to try and get close to those little guys who are admittedly adorable, but using food to coax them in for a closer encounter, not a smart move.
One, you don't want a bear to become accustomed to human-related food sources and to seek out humans to find food. And also because it's a dangerous thing to do when you've got a mother around and they're a wild animal, and you know, even though they seem docile most of the time, and thank goodness they are, they can do things and they can react quickly and they can react a heck of a lot quicker than you can. So that's why we try to tell people to stay back, admire from a distance.
Bears have been hibernating for several months, but they've been emerging in recent weeks from their long dormancy in colony, as Colin explained. You had a problem last fall, and you failed to act. You may have another one soon.
Yeah, it's been 4 or 5 months since they've had any bear problems, and you kind of get complacent. You forget about the fact that the bears are out there, and now they're becoming really active. So we're trying to tell people to secure their food attractants before a bear shows up and becomes an issue.
Fix the problem before it starts.
Take your bird feeders down now. Birds have enough natural food in the summer. I know people love to watch birds, but if you've got a favorite bird feeder, I can assure you that it won't be the same after a bear gets a hold of it. The second thing we tell people to do is just put their trash out on the morning of pickup. Don't store it outside. Store it in a building, in a container, in your basement, or in a trash or a bear-resistant trash container, and just place it out on the curb on the morning of pickup. And the third thing is to make sure that if you have outside pets, make sure that when you feed them that they eat all the food each time you serve them and that there's not food left around overnight.
When a bear becomes dependent on humans for its food, it seldom works out well for the bear. So for the sake of the bears, don't feed them. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.